Welcome to the Wealth Matters Podcast, where investors come together to better understand how to build passive cash flow and create generational wealth without all the confusing mumbo jumbo. Here's your host and co-author of Amazon number one bestseller, Alpesh Pamar.
Welcome to Wealth Matters Podcast. Hope you guys are having a great day. In the San Francisco Bay Area, we have had a lot of rainstorm, and I know most of the U.S. is going through weird winter weather. So hope you guys are staying warm. I want to talk about strategic metals today. Strategic metals, I have spoken about it most probably, I would say, more than 6 months or almost a year ago. So these metals are raw materials critical to modern technology and industry, and whose supply is limited and are subject to disruption. Basically, they are materials you really need, but someone else has. With more than 80% of their production coming from China, it is clear why they are considered strategic assets by the US and other industrialized nations. Strategic metals differ from base metals like copper, iron, lead, and zinc, in that the availability of those metals is relatively abundant around the world. They also differ from precious metals such as gold and silver because those are not considered as vital to technology and industry. Strategic metals include technology metals such as gallium, hafnium, tellurium, and rare earth metals such as dysprosium, neodymium, and terbium. And I just want to look at some of the prices, current price right now. Current price of dysprosium is $492 per kilogram year to date. I mean, as of January, I would say this is 19th. The 1 year price change is negative 16%. And since January of 2020, dysprosium is up 42%. Neodymium, that's current price is $107 per kg. Again, it has lost 5% since the start of the year, but since January 2020, it's up 65%. Praseodymium, the price is $105. Year to date, it has lost again 6%. But since Jan 2020, it's up 45%. And terbium, it's $1,900 per kilogram. It has lost 13% year to date. Since Jan 2020, though, it's up 184%. And this is one of the metal I like, as well as the one I like is gallium. And I'm going to talk about that in detail during today's podcast. Is gallium's current price is $755 per kilogram. It hasn't lost or made much this year, but since Jan 2020, it's up 153%. Germanium, the price is $2,839 per kilogram. Not a big fluctuation, and it's up since Jan 2020, it's up about 38%. Then there is hafnium, which is up since Jan 2020, 188%. Its current price is $44,517 per kilogram. There is indium, that is up since Jan 2020, about 78%, and current price is $561 per kilogram. And the last in the list, rhenium, the current price is $2,003 per kilogram. And since Jan 2020, it's only up about 17%. So you can see most of the strategic metals have gone through the roof in past 4 or 5 years. Now let's talk about gallium's price on the rise. Is it time to invest? Right, as I mentioned, gallium is up 17% since the start of last year, and it is up 78% since Jan 1st of 2021, and 153% since Jan 1st, 2020. In comparison, by the way, the S&P 500 is up 46% over the same period. The price of gallium has been volatile in recent years due to fluctuations in supply and demand. In 2020, the cost of gallium surged due to a shortage of bauxite, the primary raw material used to produce gallium. The shortage was caused by a combination of course, the COVID-19 pandemic and delays in mining operations and inspections in China, the world's largest producer of gallium. As a result of the price increase, many companies that use gallium had to cut back on production or find alternative sources of supply. The price increases were a major factor in the slowdown of the global economy in 2020. So gallium's uses. Gallium is a chemical element with the symbol Ga and atomic number 31. Gallium is a soft, silvery metal, and elemental gallium is a liquid at temperatures greater than 85 degrees Fahrenheit. So basically slightly above room temperature. Solid gallium alloys are used in optics, electronics, and nuclear engineering because of their non-toxicity and resistance to neutron radiation and beta decay. In addition, gallium is used in alloys with other metals such as aluminum, copper, and tin to create gallium arsenide that is used in semiconductor fabrication, one of gallium's most important use. So basically, it provides a critical component in multiple steps of the manufacturing process for computer chips and other electronic devices. Where is gallium produced, right? As I mentioned, gallium isn't found in nature in its pure form, but it's obtained as a byproduct of aluminum and zinc production. The top three producers of raw gallium are China, Germany, and Kazakhstan. And China produces more than 90% of it. So, what factors determine the price of gallium? In metal, supply and demand is always in charge, actually, in pretty much every investment, right? And the price of gallium is determined purely by the market. The demand for gallium is driven by the need for the final products that use this strategic metal. As not mentioned above or earlier, gallium has various vital use cases, right? Such as in solar panels, computer chips, and TVs. So increased solar panel sales would lead to increased gallium demand. Again, I'm not trying, I don't have a crystal ball for anything, but just looking at the, our dependence on technology, the demand for gallium will continue to increase. And that means the price will continue to increase. As the semiconductor industry shifts from silicon to gallium, China and its chip maker, Huawei, are preparing to take the lead position as well. Also, in addition to its use in 5G base station chipsets, gallium nitride is used in military radars, lasers, and satellites. So again, that means that U.S. government alongside Europe calls it a national security concern. But where to buy gallium or any of those strategic metals? It's very hard. Gallium is sold at 99% purity price in USD, and the weight unit is per kilogram. You can buy small amounts of gallium on Amazon, Alibaba, or eBay. However, there is no guarantee of purity and no possibility of liquidation. So it's mainly for your hobby, right? But otherwise, you have to go with the corporations who are only focusing on buying and selling gallium and other strategic metals. I'm invested in this strategic metals through one of the companies based in Germany. If you guys want to know more about it, definitely email me. Feel free to reach out to me. But let me know what you guys think. Are these strategic metals going to be important, especially you have end buyers like Tesla and Apple's and BMW and Siemens and Google, Microsoft, Facebook, whatnot, right? Because they all are trying to develop some kind of technology or hardware product, or they already have like Tesla and Apple. So let me know what you guys think. Have a great day and take care, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Matters podcast. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes so others can enjoy the show too. Have a great week and happy investing!